Sechtesan Hedrin, da pei vav, 15 lines from the bottom of that pei hei and beis at the Mishnah, and the second case of those that are nechnokin, which were brought in the Mishnah, that pei dal and beis, was going of nefesh Mishrael, and our Mishnah will now discuss the chiyah misa b'dei adam of chenek for a person that will kidnap another person, and as the pasuk states in Pashat Ki Tzetze, ki matzei ish going of nefesh me'echov min b'dei Yisrael v'yisame boi mecharei u'meis hagana v'hu u'bi'ata ra mikibecha, and our Mishnah begins, hold that someone kidnaps another Jew, he's only going to be chay misa if he brings him into his own rishus. And as Rashi brings down, that is based on the pasuk in Pashat Mishpatim that states, the going of ishu mecharei v'nimtza b'yaday moisumas. And Rashi brings from the mechilta that the pasuk states v'nimtza ein metziya b'chol makom ela be'edim, that the word v'nimtza means that there were edim that he kidnapped a person. And since the pasuk states b'yaday ein b'yaday ela b'shusay, however, the Mishnah continues that Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanakama, and although Rabbi Yehuda agrees in the Tanakama that you're not going to be chay misa ad sheikh nisalun rishusai, however, he states ad sheikh nisalun rishusai v'yishtamish boy, then not only do you have to take him into your shus, but you also have to work with the person that you kidnapped. Shenemen, as the pasuk in Pashaski says, it stated vis ame boy mecharei, and as the first Rashi in the Gemara states, imur is a lashon of shimush. And the Mishnah will now bring two different machleksim regarding kidnapping. As number one, hagrin of his benoi, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshu Rebbechem and Breikem Mechayev v'chom patron, that if someone kidnaps his own child, then Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rebbechem and Breikem, holds that he would still be chayev misa, and the chacham hold that he would be patar. And number two, ganam mishachetzev eved v'chetzev and chayrin, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev v'chom patron, that whereas all agree that if someone steals an eved kani, that they would be patar and they're not chayev misa. However, if for example there was shutfim that owned an eved kani and one of them was Meshachra, half of the Eved, and therefore this Eved is a Chetzi Eved v'Chetzi Ben Chayrin, if someone kidnaps that person, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that he would be Chay Misa, and the Chum say that he would be Patar, and we will see the basis for these Machleksim in the Gemara. And the Gemara begins by the fact Rabbi Yehuda stated that the only way that someone is Chay Misa for kidnapping is Ad Sheikh Nisalun Shusai v'Yishtamish Bai, so it's Mashma that Tanakam holds that even if the kidnapper is not Mishtamish with his victim, that he would still be Chay Misa, and the Gemara is bothered that it seems to be explicit in his pasuk that the only way to be chay misa for kidnapping is only if you made use of the victim, and as the pasuk states, v'sama b'yom mecharei, and the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava, ima pachas mishar puta ikka b'nayu, that in the chenami, even the chacham hold that if someone kidnaps a person, the only way they'll be chay misa is only if they use that person and they use the victim. However, the chacham hold that even if there's an ima kolshu, and even if the value that you got from the person and from the victim is less than a shar puta, you would still be chay misa, and that's why the chum don't even mention the concept of mishtamish boy, as it's just a small amount, you have to be mishtamish, and therefore they didn't even mention it as a requirement, and it was self understood that since the pasuk states v'sama boy, that we won't make a mistake, and we would certainly understand that there's a requirement for some sort of mishtamshus, even though it's only a kolshu. However, Yehuda holds, in order to have a kiyum of v'sama boy, one would have to use this victim for a mishtamshus that is more than a shar puta, and therefore Yehuda states that you won't be chayiv ad shech nisenu rishusai v'yishtamish boi. And Mefarshim explained that the Mishnah specifically brought the pasuk and didn't only say v'sama boi, but it continued on mecharei, as it's making comparison between v'sama boi and mecharei. And just like when you sell the person, it has to be for more than a shar puta, therefore when you work with the person, it has to be that you had a shtamshus that's more than a shar puta. And the Gemara continues, boi Rabbi Yemiya, the Rabbi Yemiya asked the following shayla according to the Tanakama, that imo pachas mishar puta is considered imur, and he is gnava yomechora yosha mau. That let's say Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and he also sold Shimon while Shimon was sleeping. So would Reuven be chay miso or not? And the Gemara will explain the shayla of Rabbi Yemi in a moment. And number two, Rabbi Yemi asks, macha isha leuber mau. What would happen if Reuven kidnapped a woman and she was expecting at that time? Reuven then sold the rights to the uber, and as Rashi states, gnava isha muberes umachra leuber shalom macha gufshala ela shehiya uber machar. And Rabbi Yemi's shayla is, yesh derech imo b'kach, or ain't derech imo b'kach, is this a derech imo, and therefore you'd be chay miso or not? The Gemara is now bothered that what would be Rabbi Yemi's shayla, but typically, delecha imo klal, that l'chayr, the reason why Reuven should be patar, is because there is no imo at all, and Reuven did not work with the person that was sleeping, and he didn't work with the uber at all, and therefore he should be patar. And the Gemara explains, le'tzricha yashon de'zogala, isha de'ukma ba'apizika, that in a chenami, Rabbi Yemi's shayla is only specific cases, as if Shimon was sleeping and Reuven went and he leaned on Shimon while he was sleeping. So according to Rabbanon, that even Imur, that's Pachas Mishar Pruta, is considered Imur. Maybe that would be considered Imur, maybe not. And Rabbi Yemi Shaila, in the case where Reuven kidnapped a woman and then sold the rights to the Uber, so Reuven also was Mishtamish with the Uber as he placed this woman in the way of the wind, and because she was expecting, so the Makam of the Uber protected Reuven from the wind, and as Rashi states, Kol Kamishi of a Moil Yosel Hogim and Pnei Ruach, and therefore it would be considered as if he did some sort of a malacha with the Uber, and in both cases, Rabbi Yemi Shaila is Derech Imur Bekach, or Yein Derech Imur Bekach, and Mai, and what is the halacha, and the Gemara ends off with the Teiku, and we're not Peshit the Shaila. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us remember that the Pasuk in Pasha Kisesei uses the Lashon Ki Matzi Ish, Goydiv Nefesh Me'echov Bimbri Yisrael, and this Pasuk refers to the kidnapper as an Ish, and then it refers to the victim as Nefesh Me'echov Bimbri Yisrael, and in Pasha Mishpatim, the Torah states, V'goydiv Ishu Mecharai V'nimsa B'yadai Moisumas. The Pasuk doesn't define the gender of the kidnapper, however, it defines for us that the victim was an Ish, and as we know, when the Pasuk uses the term Ish, generally we learn Ish V'lo Isha, and therefore our Gemara begins, Tana Rabbana, we learn to the Braisa, that when the Pasuk in Pasuk Kisesei states, Ki Matzi Ish Goyim Nefesh Me'echav, and Ainli El Ish Shaganav Isha Minayin, that one may have thought that the only time that someone is going to be Chai Misa for kidnapping someone is only if the kidnapper was a male, but if the kidnapper was a female, then she would not be Chai Misa, Talmud Leiman, therefore the Pasuk in Pasuk Mishpatim tells us, the Goyim Ish, and it doesn't define the gender of the kidnapper, and therefore we learn that even a woman that kidnaps someone would be Chai Misa. However, the Gemara now continues that based on these two psukim, Ainli al Ish Shagana bein Isha bein Ish, the Isha Shagan ve Ish, Isha Shagan ve Isha Minayin, that although based on the Pasuk in Pashas Kisetzei that states Ki Matzi Ish Goyim Nefesh, so it's Muchach that an Ish, which is a male, that kidnaps any Nefesh, and even if it's a woman, would be Chai Misa. And similarly, it's clear based on the Pasuk Mishpatim, the Goyim of Ish, that even if a female kidnaps a male, then she would be Chai Misa. But how would we now know that if a female kidnaps a woman, that she would be Chai Misa? And the Gemara explains, Tam Leime Umesagana Vahu Mikol Mokim, that since the Torah states in Pashas Kisetzei, Ki Matzi Ish Goyim Nefesh Me'echo Mibrei Yisrael Vis'ama Be'im Mechorei, and the Pasuk could have just stated, Umes Ubi'ata Ror Mikubecha, and the Pasuk adds in the words, Umes Hagana Vahu, therefore as Rashi explains, that the extra word Haganav teaches us Mikol Mokim, and even if a woman kidnaps another woman, she will be Chai Misa. And Rashi continues that there's also an extra word of Ahu, and Dashin Lebesifri, Lemute Goyin of Eved, and that teaches us that if one kidnaps a full-fledged Eved Knani, then all agree that you'll not be Chai Misa. And the Gemara continues, Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, and let's keep in mind that this Braisa is part of Sifri. And the Braisa teaches us that when the Pasuk states, Ki Matzi Ish Goyin of Nefesh Me'echov, so since the Pasuk used the term of Nefesh, so we learn out, Echad HaGoyin of Hesa Ish, Ve'echad HaGoyin of Hesa Isha, Ve'echad Ger, Ve'echad Ev Meshuchar, Ve'katun Chayiv, that if someone kidnaps a male or female, or a Ger, or an Ev Knani that was completely freed, or a Katun, that one would be Chai Misa. And the Braisa continues, Gedavah V'lei Mecharai, that if Reuven kidnapped Shimon, but he did not yet sell him yet, or Mecharai Vaidayin Yeshne Rishusai, or he already sold him, but Shimon was never removed from his own property, and Shimon, for example, is still in his own house, then Reuven will not be Chai Misa. And as Rashi at the bottom of it states, Vaidayin Yeshne Rishusai, Bishus HaNignav Atzmai, Shadayin Lechlisu Gana Bishusai, Potah Shrei Legnavai, as Lemais is not considered that Reuven actually kidnapped Shimon, since Shimon is still in his own home. And the Braisa continues, Mechorei La'aviv, Oy La'achiv, Oy La'echem Menakrevim Chayiv, that if Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and then he sold Shimon to Shimon's own father, or to Shimon's own brother, or to one of Shimon's Krevim, and we would actually define this, or call this ransom, then certainly in this case, Reuven will be Chayiv Misa. And finally, the Braisa teaches us, Hagonim V'savodim, if Reuven kidnaps a full-fledged Eved Knani, then all will agree that Reuven will be Potter, and he will not be Chayiv Misa. And we continue on that Pei Vavim and Aleph, Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes, that an Amir learned this Braisa in front of Rav Sheshes, and he said over that the Braisa teaches us that if Reuven kidnaps Shimon and he sells Shimon to Shimon's father or to his brother or to a Kariv, then Reuven would be Chai Misa. And Amalei and Rav Sheshes responded, Ani Shayne Rav Shimon Oimeh Me'echav At Sheitzinu Mishus Echav At Amrit Chayiv, that I know that Rav Shimon holds that since the Pasuk states Yimatzi Ish Goyim Nefesh Me'echav, this teaches us that the only way that Reuven be Chayiv for kidnapping Shimon is only if he removes Shimon from the Rishus Shabbos of his family, how could you state that the Braisa tells us that Reuven will even be chayiv if he sells Shimon to his family? And because of this question, Rav Shesha stated Tzni Potter, that instead of the gears that we mentioned, we should actually be geris mechari la'aviv oy la'achiv oy la'echem na'krevim, that you'll be Potter. However, the Gemara is bothered that my kusha, that why was Rav Shesha so bothered? Dilma harav Shimon harabanan, that ein chanami had a Braisa that taught us Rav Shimon oime me'echav at she'etzienim rishus echav, and ein chanami according to Rav Shimon Reuven will be Potter. However, our Braisa is going to feed the chachamim, and they argue in Rav Shimon, and they hold that even if Reuven kidnapped Shimon and he sold him to his father or his brother, that Reuven would be chayiv. However, ultimately the Gemara says that Rav Shesha's question is very valid, as lo sakadaitach, as certainly you can't say that this brisa, which is a safri, is going like the shita rabbanon and not like Rav Shimon. Am Rav Yechon, stam astis rameya, stam teisefter Rav Nechemya, stam safra Rav Yehuda, stam safri Rav Shimon, v'kula libud Rav Akiva, that all the stomachs that we have in various places in Shas are all going based on the Talmud and Rav Akiva, and stam mastisin is going like Rameya, stam teiseftas like Nechemya, stam safra, which is referring to Teres Kainim, which is the medrash on Sefer Vayikra, goes according to Rav Yehuda, and the medrash on Sefer Bamidbar Devarim, called the Sefri, is like Rav Shimon, and therefore certainly Rav Sheshes was correct by asking the stira between the stam Sefri, which we just stated is going like Rav Shimon, and stated mechar la'aviv la'achiv la'echem na'krayim de'ichayiv, and the member of Rav Shimon that was brought down by Rav Sheshes, Rav Shimon Oimeh, that when the pasuk states me'echav at she'etzienim rishus echav, and therefore Rav Sheshes is correct that we would have to change the gersa in the Sefri, and the proper gersa should be mechar la'aviv la'achiv la'echem na'krayim, that you would be potter. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that stated hagain of Espinoi, Rav Shmuel ben Arish Rav Yechon Rav Reikim Mechayiv ve'chom and Paitrin. And the Gemara asks my time Rabbanon, that what is the makar for the shita Rabbanon, and one that kidnaps his own child would be potter. The Gemara explains Amar Abaya. Abaya explains the Amakra, as the pasuk states Lashon of Ki Matzei, and we learn out Prat L'Matzei, that the only time that one is Chayiv Misa for kidnapping is only when he went through the effort and found someone and kidnapped that person. However, if someone kidnaps someone that was available to him, and therefore no effort was put into kidnapping him, then he would be Potter and would not be Chayiv Misa. However, the Gemara now continues and asks that Amalei or Papa Abaya, or Papa Est Abaya, El Me'ata, that if it's true that when we have Lashon Ki Matzei, that we learn out Prat L'Matzei, when the pasuk in Pasha Kisese states Ki Matzei is Sheichiv im Isha Bulas Baal, U'meisu Gam Shneim Isha Sheichiv im Isha V'Isha U'be'ata Rav Yisrael, so L'Chir Hachinami Ki Matzei Prat L'Matzei, do you think that we'd also dashin that the only time that someone would be chayiv for being mizana with an Eishes Ish is only on a woman that he has to go find and he has to seek out, but if she was matzui to him, then he would not be chayiv for being mizana with her? And if so, could go and she'll bias plainly the shchichin rambayu hachinami b'tiri? And would you think that if there are a few couples that live in one home together, and even if they're all very careful not to be mizachah with each other, and certainly they're not doing yisurim, but if one of these men would be mizana with one of the women that is an Eishes Ish that live in the home together with him, then since it's matzui to him, so you would think that you would not be chayiv misa, certainly you would be chayiv for being over an Eishes Ish, and therefore clearly we can't learn for the word ki matzui prat l'matzui. And ayin Rashi diba maschal shel bayis plini le'rotz lahaska shmam shechashuvan hayu u'bezeh lo yoyu nogin kedos shel habi dorim v'bayis echad anoshim v'noshim v'yu mitzuyin tomim n'sheich avrein v'lo yishu misyachtin. The Gemara continues amulei that Abai responds to Papa, and he clarified ano v'numsi v'yodi kamina, that when I stated that we learn prat l'matzui, it wasn't from the pasuk in Pashki Seitzei, and instead it was from the pasuk in Pashish Mishpatim that states v'goyinib ishu mechorei v'nimtza b'yodei meisumas. As Rashi explains v'nimtza krei yaseiru, that's an extra pasuk, the ilu lamed shi matzu be'edim, as if it's coming to teach us that the requirement for edim to testify that Reuven kidnapped Shimon mechi matzi nafka, we already learned that from the pasuk in Pashki Seitzei that states ki matzei, and since v'nimtza b'yodei is extra, therefore we learn out prat l'matzui. And the Gemara continues Amravan, Rav explains that now that we learn prat l'matzui hilkach according to the Rabbanon hani mikri dardaki master Rabbanon, that if a Rebbe who teaches young children or teaches teenagers goes and kidnaps one of his students, then he would also be potter. And even though the Mishnah stated hagoyin of his benoi, the Mishnah is not specifically referring to a person that kidnaps his own son, and is referring to anyone that is matzui, and therefore even a Rebbe that kidnaps a Talmud would be potter mimisa. Ainim iri v'hu adin ba'achiv hakotan oy balabaya shaganav echem min asmucha al shachanoi oy apetrapa shaganav echem min anisayim asmucha etzloi ayin sham. And the Gemara Gemara continues and quotes from the last part of the Mishnah, Galam Misha Chetzev Eved V'Chetzev Ben Chayin, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv V'Chamim Paitrin, and the Gemara begins, Tan Hassan, that we learned in the Mishnah Mesechs Baba Kama, Rabbi Yehuda Ime In La Vadim Baishas, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if someone embarrasses an Eved Knani, there is no Chiv to pay for Baishas. The Gemara asks, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, that what's the Makar for the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, as on Makar, as the Pasuk and Pasuk Kisese regarding Baishas states, Ki Yinotu Anoshim Yachtav Ishva Achiv V'Kar V'Ishas Echad L'Hatzalas Isha Miyadim Akeyu, V'Sholch Yodav V'Echzika B'Mushav, and since the Pasuk uses the term of Ishva Achiv, so we learn out, Mishish Le'achva, Yotze Eved She'in Le'achva, that the only time that the Din of Baishas applies is only regard to a person that has the concept of brothers. However, an Eved Knani doesn't have the ability to have a brother. As Rashi points out, V'afilim Achiv B'nei Aviv, as even if a guy has a paternal brother, but the Chsiv Ama Chamor, Ama Deimel Chamor, Eini Ala Kebehema, and therefore it's not considered as if they're brothers. I in the second thesis on the Amid, who asked in Rashi, V'kosha, Dim Kain, Gerim M'shuchur Nami, then if so, the Din of Baishas should not apply with someone with Mevayesh Ager, or Mevayesh an Eved Knani, that's completely M'shuchur. Certainly they're considered like a full-fledged Yid, and certainly there's a Chi of a Baishas, and Taisa explains, V'nir L'farish, She'in Le Achva, that when the Gemara stated, Yotze Eved, She'in Le Achva, She'in Yotze Chalotze, Kruin Achva, Ma'she'in Ken Beger, that the Gemara is teaching us that an Eved doesn't have the ability to have children that would have brotherhood, and that would be considered brothers, as all of his children will not be related to each other, since they are Amadim al-Khamar. However, once a Goy becomes a Ger, or once an Eved Kanani is freed, and he's considered a full-fledged Yisrael, then their eventual children will certainly be considered brothers, and therefore they're included in the Din of Baishas. And Agamar continues, Rabbanon, however, the Rabbanon argue in Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that if someone was Mevayish in Eved Kanani, that you would be Chai for Baishas, as even though the Pasuk states, Ishva Achiv, however, the word Achiv is teaching us that as long as someone is Chayiv in mitzvahs, and even if he's only Chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha, you would still be Chayiv in Baishas, and the Pasuk is only coming to exclude a full-fledged Goy that is not even considered Achiv in mitzvahs. Before we continue, let us see Rashi in Dibur Maskal, V'chi Yinotzu Adoshim Yachta V'hika Ish, and Rashi states, Mehosav Nafkalon Chiyu Baishas, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk continues, the Katzeit says Kappa, which refers to Mammon, Ata Imen Mammon Ein Elu Mamish, Nemekan Leisachas Eincha, and V'nemel Alon Be'idim Zoymim Leisachas Eincha, Malalon Mammon Afkan Mammon. And our Gemara now continues and focuses on our Mishnah, V'hocha Hechidorish, and our Machlikis in our Mishnah between Rabbi Huna Chachamim, regard to someone that kidnapped a Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi Men Chayin. So what is the Machlikis between Rabbi Huna and Chachamim? And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Huda Sava, Rabbi Huda holds that if someone kidnaps a Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi Men Chayin, they'd be Chayim Misa. That is because the Pasuk states, Ki Matzi Ish Goyim Nefesh Me'echov Min Bnei Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasai, that holds the word Echov does not include Avodim Knanim, as even though they're Achiv B'mitzvahs, but an Eved is in Le Achva. Therefore, when the Torah tells us, Ki Matzi Ish Goyim Nefesh Me'echov, it has to be from his brothers, Lafuki Avodim, that's in Le Achva. And then when the Pasuk also states, Bnei Yisrael, Lemute Mishachetzib Eved V'chetzib Men Chayin, that's teaching us that even if someone kidnaps a Chetzib Eved V'chetzib Men Chayin, then there will be Potter. However, the Pasuk also adds an extra mem to the words B'nai Yisrael, and it states, Mi B'nai Yisrael, Lemuti Mishachetzev Eved V'chetzev Men Chayin, and once again, that comes to be a Mayit, that if Reuven kidnaps a Chetzev Eved V'chetzev Men Chayin, he will be Potter, and therefore, have a Miyad Achamiyad, and we have a Klal, Ve'i Miyad Achamiyad El Rabbis, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if Reuven kidnaps a Chetzev Eved V'chetzev Men Chayin, that Reuven will be Chayim Misa, and the Gemara now continues and explains the Shita Rabbanon, that they hold that if Reuven kidnaps a Chetzev Eved V'chetzev Men Chayin, that Reuven will be Potter, as Rabbanon may echov lafuki avodim le mashblu. Certainly, the Rabbanon l'shitasam, they can't use the word me'echov in order to exclude a case where Reuven kidnaps a full-fledged Eved Knani, the ha'achiv who b'mitzvahs. Rabbanon hold that Eved Knani is considered achiv since he has mitzvahs like an isha, and therefore, when the Torah states the word achiv, that's kam lafuke, that if Reuven kidnaps a goy, then he will not be chayim misa. Therefore, lefi Rabbanon, there are only two extra words in the Torah, as the Torah states b'nei Yisrael, and the Torah also adds in the extra mem of mi b'nei Yisrael, and chad l'mu'utei eved, v'chad l'mu'utei mishachetzev eved v'chetzev men chayin, and according to Rabbanon, we do not have two extra limudim to exclude mishachetzev eved v'chetzev men chayin two times, and therefore there is no problem v'ini mirachamid al rabbis, and therefore lefi Rabbanon, if Reuven kidnaps a full-fledged eved, or even if he kidnaps a chetzev eved v'chetzev men chayin, Reuven will be patur mimisa. The Gemara now continues that as we know, we have a klal that ain't ancient elim came as urine, and although we we have the Pasuk in Pashki Seitze that teaches us Oynish for someone that kidnaps another Jew, as the Pasuk states, Ki Motzi Ish Goynim Nefesh Be'echom Mnei Yisrael V'Samed Boi Mechori U'Misa Ganav Ahu Be'atar Oy Mekubecha. However, our Gemara now is, Azor L'Goynim Nefesh Minayin, where do we see in Azor Min HaTorah that it's also to kidnap someone? And the Gemara seems to bring Machlekes between Rabbi Yeshe and Rabbi Yechanan, as Rabbi Yeshe Imeh Melei Signoiv, that the Azor is from the Pasuk in the Aseres HaDibreis in Pashas Yisroi that states Le Signoiv, and Rabbi Yechanan Omer, Rabbi Yechanan states that the Azor is from the Pasuk in Pashas Bahar that states, Ki Avodehim Asher Yotzeisi Yisem Eretz Mitzrayim Le Mochum Im Karas Oved. However, the Gemara explains Le Pligi that really there's no Machlekes between Rabbi Yeshe and Rabbi Yechanan, as Ma'aka Choshev Lav De Gnevor, or Ma'aka Choshev Lav De Mechira, that Rabbi Yeshe is referencing the Lav, that it's also for a person to kidnap someone else, and Rabbi Yechanan's referencing that is also a Lav, that the Torah teaches us that once Reuven kidnapped Shimon, that is a Lav for Reuven to sell Shimon. And keep in mind, although Rabbi Yechanan learned the Lav from Le Yimku Mim Karas Avid, however, the Pashas of that Pasuk is teaching us that if someone is selling an Eved Ivri, you can't sell an Eved Ivri in a marketplace as if you're selling an Eved Knani. The Gemara now continues and brings a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Le Signoiv, though in the Pasuk states in Pashas Yisrael, in the Aseres HaDibreis, Le Signoiv, Begoyim and Fashas, HaKosu B'daber, it's referring to someone that kidnaps another Jew. And the Braisa continues, Ata Im Begoyim and Fashas, Ayin Eilal, Begoyim and Mamin, how do we know that this Pasuk in the Aseres HaDibreis is referring to kidnapping, if maybe this Pasuk is teaching us an Einish for someone that steals money? And the Gemara explains, Amrit, Tzei Lamad, Mishlei Shesun Midr, Shatayin and Dreshben, Dove Alam Minyanai, that let us learn from one of the Shlei Shesun Midr, Shatayin and Dreshben, which is a Dove Alam Minyanai, and B'ma Kosu Ben Daba Ben Nefashais, Afkan Ben Nefashais, that since in the Pasuk in Pashas Yisrael, the Pasuk states, Le Sirtach, Le Sinaif, Le Signaif, Le Sanav Re'acha Eid Shokar, and certainly if someone kills someone, or someone is Mizana with an Eshizish, then the Chayim Misa, and therefore when the Torah states, Le Signaif, is not referring to someone that steals money, as in that case you would not be Chayim Misa, and it must be referring to someone that kidnaps someone else where they're going to be Chayim Misa. Ayin Rashi Dov Alom Minyanai Emiyata Yedei B'ma'a Kosu Medaba Tzei Lema Mipasha Shekosuba Olufiya Pasha Hu Nichtav Etzla Bekam B'ma'a Kola Inyu Medaba Bin Fashais Leit Siyatzach B'lei Sinav Kol Eile Chayim Misas Bezdin Af Le Signa B'gneva Sheish Ba Misas Bezdin. The Gemara continues, Tani Idach, we learned another Braisa that the Pasuk in Pasha Kedoshim states Leit Tignoivu V'lei Sechachashu V'lei Sheshakru Ish Ba Misai. The Braisa explains that when this Pasuk talks about Leit Tignoivu Begoyin in Mamun HaKosu B'daba, the Torah is speaking about someone that steals money. And the Braisa continues, Ata Im Begoyin in Mamun HaYin El Begoyin in Fashes, that how do you know that this Pasuk is speaking about someone that steals money? Maybe it's speaking about kidnapping. And Amrit Tzei Lema Mishlei Shasrimi D'Shatayin in Reshben Dov Elom Im Minyonai B'ma HaKosu B'daba B'mamun Af Ka B'mamun, that since the Pesukim in this Pasha are discussing money, therefore this Pasuk is also speaking about money. And as Rashi points out, that if the Pasuk Yud Aleph states Lo Tignoivu V'Lo Sechachshu V'Lo Sheshaku Ish Ba Misai, Pasuk Yud Gimel states Lo Sashak Esreecha V'Lo Sigzal Lo Salam Pula Socha Itcha Ad Baika, which are all monetary Yisurim, and therefore when the Torah states Lo Tignoivu, it's also referring to a monetary Isar. And the Gemara continues that certainly the only way that someone will be chayiv for kidnapping another person is only if they're Edim that Reuven kidnapped a person, and there's also Edim that Reuven sold that person. Now certainly if the same pair of Edim come and testify that we saw Reuven kidnap Shimon and we also saw Reuven sell Shimon, then certainly Reuven will be Chayim Misa. However, Agmar continues Itmar that we learned Edi Gnev Edi Mechir B'Nefesh Shehuzmu Chizki Amma In Nerogin and Rabbi Yechon Amma Nerogin, that in the case where there are two separate Edim that testify that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and then there are two separate Edim that testify that Reuven sold Shimon, and then Edim come and testify that the first as well as the second set of Edim are Edim Zaymin, then at least at this point of the Gemara teaches us that Chizki hold that neither set of these Edim would be Chayim Misa, and we wouldn't perform the din of Kasha Zamam. And as we will see in Rashi, that not only will the Edim Zaymim not be Chayim Misa, but even if no Edim came to testify that these Edim were Edim Zaymim, we could not give Reuven Misa, as we have a cloud that Edis Shiatiyach Lazima are not considered valid Edis, and therefore we don't really have Edim that Reuven actually kidnapped, as the testimony of either pair of these Edim will not be accepted. However, Rabbi Yechon Amar Nerogin, Rabbi Yechon hold that both set of Edim will be Edim Zaymim and will be Chayim Misa. The Gemara now explains that the basis for the machlekes between Chizki and Rabbi Yechon is based on a similar machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon that we saw in Masechet Bava Basra, as the pasuk states, "Al pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar." Chizki and Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Davar lechatzi Davar, and Chizki holds like Rabbi Kiva that the only time that we accept Edim is only if they say testimony testimony regarding a full matter, but if they say testimony only regard to chetzi davar, they would not be acceptable. And l'maisa, when you have separate pairs of Edim, and one testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, one set of Edim testify that Reuven sold Shimon, each pair of Edim only testified regarding chetzi davar. As Rashi explains, the lab Edim gneva in an erig mishum Edim mechira sheyachal loyma avdi mecharti, as Reuven could say, I'm not chay misa, as I didn't kidnap this person, as I was only selling my eved. And similarly, the lab mechira nami loy mechay bagneva. Similarly, if there are only Edim that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, then Reuven would not be chay misa. The only time that Reuven is chay misa is only if he kidnapped Shimon and he also sold him. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Karbanon, and Rabbi Yechon hold like Rabbanon, the Amri Dava Vafilu Chetzi Dava, that there's no requirement for each set of Edim to testify regarding a complete matter. Therefore, we could combine the testimony of the first and second pair of Edim in order to be Mechayev Reuven Misa. And once these two sets of Edim are being Mechayev Reuven Misa for kidnapping and selling Shimon, then if other Edim come and are Mazim these two sets of Edim, then these Edim would be Chayev Misa. And keep in mind, although we mentioned from Rashi that the reason why these two sets of Edim would actually not be valid is because it's Edim Shiyata Yachlazima, but ultimately now that we see that Chizki holds like Rabbi Akiva, then the reason why we didn't accept the Edim of either of these two peers is because of the klal of Davar v'lechatzi Davar. And before we continue, let us just recall the dinam of a Ben Sarir Meira. And we previously learned that if a Ben Sarir Meira goes and steals wine and meat from his father and mother, and then goes into someone else's property and eats and drinks the wine and basar, then after Edim testify regarding the first offense, then the Ben Sarir Meira will be Chayim Malkus. And as the Pasuk tells us, and only after the Ben Sarir Meira once again goes and he steals from his father and mother and he goes and eats basar and yayin and someone else's reshus and there are Edim, then only at that point will the Ben Sarir Meira be Chayiv Skila. And our Gemara now continues, Umayda Chizkiya be'edim achrim shel Ben Sarir Meira shel huzbu shen erogin mitech she'echelim edim rishenim leima la'kaisa banu v'hani achrine kuli davaka avdilei. And the Gemara teaches us that although Chizkiya stated that he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that the only time that we believe Edim is only when they speak about a complete Maisa, and we learn al pishtayim Edim yakum davar v'loi chetzi davar. However, although we just stated that the only way that we would be mechayev ben Sarir Meira skila is only if we have Edim that the Ben Sarir Meira stole money and he then ate meat and he drank wine and he did this on two separate occasions, and even so, Chizkiya learns that if Edim come and testify regarding the second pair of Edim that there are Edim zaymim, then these Edim would be chayev misa. And even though he only testified regarding the second time that the Ben Sarir Meira went and stole money and ate basar and drank wine, and the reason is because these Edim actually testified regarding a complete testimony, as the original Edim did not just come to testify regarding the Misa of Ben Sarir Meira. And as we know that when the first Edim testified that the Ben Sarir Meira stole and drank wine and ate meat, then they actually caused a halachic ramification, as at this point the Ben Sarir Meira is going to be Chayav Malkus, and therefore each set of Edim are considered as if they're testifying regarding a full Edus and not regarding a Chetzi Davar. And Ayin Rashi, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, Umayda Chizkiya Bahanach Achreinim Shehidu Shechazu V'Kilkol Shehuzmu Shenerogin V'Loi Amina Shechetzi Davar Hu De'ilav Sadusa D'Kamoi Loi Mikto B'Sadusa D'Hani El Amina Anhoel V'Yish Oina Shal Pi Rishenim Shezel Lokal Yoda Suloi Shaycha Hu Sadusa Kamesa Bahani Basraisa Bahani Basroi Kuli Davaka Avdi. And each set of Edim were actually testifying regarding a full Maisa. And let us see the Bam Tesis on that Pevav Min Aleph Diba Maskol Mitech Shechelim Edim Rishenim Leima Lel Kaisir Banu. And Tesis points out that certainly Ina Tam Toli Bam Rosam, that's not based on the Edim Rishenim actually having said this, El B'may De Edik Nev Rishena Leitzrich Le Edik Nev Shnia. And the actual svar is that since the first set of Edim don't need the second pair of Edim, as certainly just based on the testimony of the first set of Edim, then they could be Mechayev the Ben Sarir Malkus, and therefore certainly even Rabbi Akiva agrees that we would accept that testimony, and certainly would not be considered chetzi davar. And as Tesis continues, that we know based on the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama, the Maid Rabbi Akiva b'shnayim imim kidesh u'shnayim imim bal, that certainly if two edim come and they testify, that we know that Rachel is an Eishes Ish, as we would by the wedding, and then two other edim come and testify that we know that Shimon was mezana with Rachel, and afagav the edibia tzrichel edi kedushin hoil v'him leitzrichel edibia kuli davahu. Therefore, even regarding the second pair of edim, it's still considered kuli davar. And the Gemara now continues, Maskel or Papa, there are Papa is on this list member, that how can you say that Moide Chizkiya be'edim achrim shel Ben Sarir Meira shehuzmu shenerogin, as he hachi edim achirinami liktalei mitech sheyichelin then why would Chizkiah argue on Rabbi Yechon in a case where there are two separate Edim, and the first set of Edim testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and then the second set of Edim testified that Reuven sold Shimon? If Lemaisa, the first set of Edim that testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, actually testified to Kulei Davar, as Lemaisa, even if there wouldn't be any Edim that testified that Reuven sold Shimon, merely by the fact that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, Reuven would be Chayiv Malkus. And as Rashi explains at the top of Amid, and we didn't know that ultimately Reuven would sell Shimon, and therefore when the second pair of Edim testify that Reuven sold Shimon, then the second pair of Edim are testifying regarding Kulei Davar. The only reason why Reuven will be Chai Misa is based on their testimony, and the testimony of each pair of these Edim actually had halachic ramifications. Therefore, if we find that the second pair of Edim are Edim Zaymim, then they should be Chai Misa. And why would Chizkiah argue on this point? And Rav Papa continues, V'chitema de kasava Chizkiah d'leilaki. And if you're going to tell me that the reason why Chizkiah says that the first set of Edim really did not testify regarding any halachic ramifications, as if there are only Edim that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, then Reuven would not be Chai Malkus. Therefore, the testimony of the first and the second set of Edim are each only testifying regarding Chesi Davar, and therefore we can't accept either set of these Edim. But Rav Papa continues that I'll prove to you that Chizkiah actually holds that there's only one set of Edim that come and testify that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and we don't have another pair of Edim that testified Reuven sold Shimon, that Reuven would be Chayiv Malkus, and therefore the first set of Edim certainly testify regarding an event that has halachic ramifications. As Rav Papa continues, Va'itma, but we already learned Edi Gneva B'Nefesh Shehuzbu Chizkiah Rabbi Yechon Chada Malekin V'Chada Ma'in Lekin, that we have another machlekes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechon as to what the halacha would be if there are two Edim that testify that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and then Edim came and were mazim those Edim, so would the original Edim be Chayiv Malkus or not? And V'Aminan, regarding that machlekes, we have already stated to Stayim the Chizkiah Da'am Malekin that it must be the Chizkiah's demand Da'amah that hold that if there are only Edim that testify that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and then those Edim will be found to be Edim Zaymim, then they'll be Chayiv Malkus. Da'amah Chizkiah in Aragin, and since we already know that Chizkiah holds that if there were two Edim that came to Bezdin and testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and then two other Edim came and testified that Reuven sold Shimon, and then Edim came and would mazim both these sets of Edim, then neither of these sets of Edim will be Chai Misa. Therefore, it's possible for Chizkiah to hold that if only one set of Edim came to Bezdin and testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and then a pair of Edim came and testified Imanu Yisem, and they said that the original Edim are Edim Zaymim, then this first set of Edim will be Chai Malkus. And as Rashi states, Shere'in something lomos ale dezu, as there's no way that this first set of Edim will ever be Chai Misa based on their Agadis Edis, and therefore they wouldn't fit into the klal of Lav Shinit Lazarus Mises Bezdin in Lekin Lav. As Rav Papa continued, the Rabbi Yechon, as if you're going to say that it's the Shita Rabbi Yechon, that if the first set of Edim are found to be Zaymim, then there'll be Chai of Malkus, but since he said that if there would be a second pair of Edim that come and testify that Reuven sold Shimon, and then Edim come and they say both of these sets of Edim are Edim Zaymim, then both sets of Edim would be Chai Misa. And if so, Havili Lav Shinit Lazarus Mises Bezin, V'chol Lav Shinit Lazarus Mises Bezin in Lake Love. And if so, Lefi Rabbi Yechon, it's impossible that this first set of Edim will be Chai Malkus, as it would be a case of Lav Shinit Lazarus Mises Bezin, as if there would have been a second pair of Edim that testified that Reuven sold Shimon, then if they would have been found to be Edim Zaymim, they would be Chai Misa according to Rabbi Yechon, and therefore the cloud of Lav Shinit Lazarus Mises Bezin in Lake Love does apply. And certainly the first set of Edim that testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon and were found to be Zaymim cannot be Chai Malkus, and it must be that the Shita of Chizkiah that Eid Geneva B'Nefesh Shehuzmu would be Lakin, and therefore the Gemara points out Iulei Laki Inu Hechilaku, that certainly if we just stated that these Edim Zaymim would be Chai Malkus for testifying falsely that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, then since the only reason why they're going to receive Malkus is based on Kasha Zomam, so it must be that Chizkiah holds that if Edim testify honestly that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, that Reuven would be Chai Malkus, as certainly if Reuven wouldn't be Chai Malkus, then certainly we couldn't say the din of Kasha Zomam, and certainly these Edim that became Edim Zaymim would not be Chai Malkus. And because Rav Papa was able to prove that Chizkiah must hold that the first set of Edim are able to be Mechayev Reuven Malkus, therefore the testimony of each set of Edim, with one set of Edim testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and the other set of Edim testified that Reuven sold sold Shimon should not be an issue of Chetzidava, since there are ramifications to that goddess Edis of the first set of Edim, just like the Gemara wanted a Taina that Chizki is Moida be'edim Achreinim shall bring Tzarei Meir Shehuzbu Shenerogin, and there's no chesaron of Chetzidava. And before we continue, let's read Rashi from Diba Maschel Di Rabbi Yechon Kivin the Omen Erogin, and Rashi explains in Bo Edim Mechira Achre Kain Kreina Mazoma V'nigma Dino Yapishtei Akitais V'huzmu. So Hechi Loki Yim Huzmu Kreidim Shabo Edim Mechira Ahavali Lav Dlei Sana L'gabayu B'shosh Eidu Lav Shnit L'azorish L'lehir Kain Shim Eidu V'lo Yuzmu Ad Shabo Edim Mechira V'yigma Dino V'yuzmu Yamusu V'chol Lav Shnit L'azorish Bezna Ein Loik Lav V'afilu Yiftu Min Amisa Shrei Lei L'azorish Malkas Nitain. And Rashi continues that the Gemara explained that according to Chizkia, if Ruvi would not be Chayiv Malkas, then Inu Hechi Loku Halav Kasha Zomhu, as we explain, and Rashi is V'im Mishum Lisana. And if you would want to say that the reason why the set of Edim will receive Malkas is not based on Kasha Zomam, but because they were even under Issa Lisana, but Lav Shein B'Maisu, as we will discuss in greater detail in Masechtas Malkas, because of this question, Elam Rapapa, therefore Rapapa explains, Be'edim Mechir, the Kuli Amale Pligi Din Erogin, that certainly in regard to the second pair of Edim that testified that Reuven sold Shimon, and then Edim came and testified that that second set of Edim were Edim Zaymim, then even Chizkiah would agree with Rabbi Yechon that the second pair of Edim would be Chayiv Misa, and even though that the reasoning behind the result that both would agree that the second pair of Edim would be Chayiv Misa is actually different, as Chizkiah would hold that this is not considered Chetzidavar, since the first pair of Edim that came and testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon would be Mechayiv Reuven Malkas, and therefore that testimony had legal ramifications, and therefore the testimony of the second pair of Edim is not considered Chetzidavar, and if they become Edim Zaymim, then it will be Chayiv Misa. While since Rabbi Yechon holds that if the first set of Edim testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, then Reuven would not be Chayiv Malkas, and if so, according to Rabbi Yechon, the second set of Edim is really testifying regarding Chetzidavar, but the Meiser Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbanon that hold Dover Vafilu Chetzidavar, and therefore if we find that the second set of Edim are Edim Zaymim, they would also be Chayiv Misa. And Rabbi Papa continues, Ki Pligi Be'ed Geneva, that where is the machlekes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechon, Benegia, the first set of Edim that came and testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and then there was a second pair of Edim that came and testified that Reuven sold Shimon, and now Edim came and testified that both set of Edim were Edim Zaymim, and the Shaila is, would the first set of Edim be Chayiv Misa or not? And Chizkiah Amar Einei Rogin, Geneva L'chudu Kaima, Mechir L'chudu Kaima, that Chizkiah holds that certainly we can't be Mechayiv the first set of Edim Misa. Certainly they could taina that the only reason why we testified against Reuven was to be Mechayiv him Malkas and not to be Mechayiv him Misa. And as Rashi states, L'chudu Kaima, Ve'edim Geneva Einem Boin L'Hargoy El La Kaisai, Aval Edim Mechir Shaboin Moin Va'imrim Shehisu Boilu Misa, Moin Eisim Malkas and Mechayiv Eisim Misa, Mahavalo Mechir Dava Shalim. However, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Rabbi Yechon argues on Chizkiah, and he holds the Rogin that even the first set of Edim would be Chayiv Misa as Geneva Aschalter Mechir He, and since Rabbi Yechon holds that the first set of Edim that testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon could never be Chayiv Malkas, therefore the only reason why the first set of Edim testified against Reuven was just in case that there are other Edim that come and testify that Reuven sold Shimon, then that would cause us to be Mechayiv Reuven Misa for kidnapping and selling Shimon. Since Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbanon that Dava Vafilu Chetzidavar, therefore we would accept both pairs of these Edim, and therefore once we would nigma dinai that Reuven is Chayiv Misa, and now other Edim come and testify that both of these sets of Edim are Edim Zaymim, then not only would the second set of Edim be Chayiv Misa, but according to Rabbi Yechon, even the first set of Edim that only testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon would also be Chayiv Misa. And Ayin Rashi, Diva Maskel, Aschalta de Mechira, the Kasov Rabbi Yechon, Loi Lokir La, the Lav Shinit Lazarus Misa's Bezdin, Ve'inim Boyan El Lahagai, the Avgad the Shtein, Tzricha Zulazu, the Havle Kol Chod Vachod, Chetzidava, Mikdol Kirabanon, as we explained. And Lefi Rapapa, there is no point to the Gemara's statement on Amud Aleph of Umoy de Chizkiah, Be'idim Achrim, Shal Ben Sarah Meir, Shehuzbu Shen Arogin, as certainly that then would apply not only B'negei Ben Sarah Meir, but Chizkiah even agreed to Rabbi Yechon as to the second set of Edim that testified that Reuven sold Shimon, that if they were found to be Zaymim, then the second set of Edim would be Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara continues, Umoy de Rabbi Yechon, Be'idim Yishrim, Shal Ben Sarah Meir, Shehuzbu Shein Arogin, Tech Shechayim Leima, Lal Kaisa Banu, that certainly there is no machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Chizkiah as to the Chiyuv of Malkas for Ben Sarah Meir, as the Pasuk specifically states for Yisroel Yisai, and therefore when the first set of Edim come and testify regarding Ben Sarah Meir that he stole money and he bought wine and meat and he ate in someone else's reshus, that certainly this first set of Edim would be Mechayiv Malkas to the Ben Sarah Meir. If so, when they testify, they only testify regarding Malkus. And if Edom would then testify that this first set of Edom were Edom Zaymim, then certainly this set of Edom cannot be Chayiv Misa. And as Rashi states, the Inu Vadai L'Malkus Asu Kedachsiv V'Yisruoisai. And keep in mind that the Gemara was very meduic in its language, as the Gemara states that Rabbi Yechon's Moida by Edom Yishenim of Ben Sarir Meira, that they're not going to be killed. And Rashi doesn't say that because they wanted to be Mechayiv the Ben Sarir Malkus, if they would be found to be Edom Zaymim, then we'd be Chayiv Malkus. As certainly if we're talking about a case where there's a potential that should be Chai Misa, so certainly we're dealing with a scenario where not only did the first Edom testify that the Ben Sarir Meira was Oiv on these Yisurim, but there was already a second set of Edom that already testified that the Ben Sarir Meira was Oiv on these Yisurim a second time. And if so, certainly the first set of Edom could not be Chai of Malkus, as certainly the Ben Sarir Meira already received Malkus, and therefore it is a Dinam Kasha Zom of Loi Kasha Asa. And the only Havmina would be that maybe the first set of Edom should now be Chai of Misa, as Lemaisa, so between their testimony and the testimony of the second set of Edom, they're causing this Ben Sarir Meira to be Chayim Misa. And Kamash 1, that the first set of Edom would not even be Chayim Misa based on Kasha Zomam. And as Rashi explains, the Inu Vada L'Malkus also could have Yisroisai, and we don't connect their testimony to the Chayim Misa of the Ben Sarir Meira. And the Gemara will now continue and bring a member of Abaya where he will make 3 points. And after Abaya makes these 3 points, then the Gemara will explain the 3 points of Abaya. And on Abaya, number one, Ben Sarir Meira, number two, Ben Sarir Meira, and number three, Machlekes Ben Sarir Meira. And the Gemara now explains that when Abaya stated Hakol Moedim Ben Sarir Meira, he refers to the following case that even Rabbi Yechon agrees beEdim Rishenim Sheina Rogin Metech Sheichayin Lemu Lal Kaisa Banu, that if the first prayer of Edim that testified that the Ben Sarir Meira did the Isser are found to be Edim Zaymim only after the second prayer of Edim came and testified regarding the Ben Sarir Meira's second Isser, and also only after there was a Gemara Din that the Ben Sarir Meira is Chayiv Misa, but even so, the first set of Edom would not be Chayiv Misa, as Lemaisa, their testimony had halachic ramifications, as they came to be Mechayiv Malkus and not Misa. And when Abaya said a second time about Kol Moedim Ben Sarir Meira, that is referring to the following case where even Chizkia would be Moida that Be'edim Achreinim Shenarogim Mitech She'edim Rishenim Yichayim Leim Lachay Sabanu, that if after the second set of Edom testified that the Ben Sarir Meira is Chayiv Misa, as he was Ivan this Issa once again, and then Edom came and stated that the second set of Edom are Edom Zaymin, then the second set of Edom would be Chayiv Misa. As we previously explained, that the Chizkiah argues on Rabbi Yechon as to the reason for this point, and Chizkiah holds that the reason why the Edom would be Chayiv Misa, because the first set of Edom said Edos that are relevant to halachic ramification, is based on the testimony of the first set of Edom, the Ben Sarir Meira would have been Chayiv Malkus, and therefore the Agadus Edos of the second set of Edom is not considered Chetzi Davar, and therefore we would accept their Edus, and therefore when Edom come and Hamazim the second set of Edom, the second set of Edom are Chayiv Misa, and as the Gemara explains, Vahani Kuli Dovaka Abdulei, and the second set of Edom were actually testifying regarding the entire Misa, and therefore they'd be Chayiv Misa. However, the Gemara continues that Abaya's third statement of Machlekes Ben Sarir Meira is referring to the following case, Shnayim Oymim Fneinu Ganav, Shnayim Oymim Fneinu Ochal, that if there's two separate groups of Edom that are testifying regarding the Ben Sarir Meira's second Isser, and the second time they stole from his parents, and then he ate meat and drank wine in a different rishus, and there was one set of Edom that testified that the Ben Sarir Meira stole this money, and then there was a second set of Edom that testified that the Ben Sarir ate and drank improperly. Since Chizkiah holds like Rabbi Akiva that davar v'lo chetzi davar, and since the first group's testimony did not actually have halachic ramification, as lemaisa did not be mechayiv the Ben Sarir Meira anything, therefore each set of Edom are testifying regarding chetzi davar, and we can't accept either set of these Edom. Therefore, certainly, if Edom would come and be mazlim them, then neither party would be Chayiv Misa. But since Rabbi Yechon holds that the Chachamim, davar v'afilu chetzi davar, therefore, if Edom come and they state that both of these sets of Edom were Edom Zaymin, then both sets of these Edom would be Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara now continues, Amar Rab Asi, Edom Mechir B'nefesh Huzmu, Eine Rogin, Mitech Shiach Leima, Avdi Mechati, that if a pair of Edom testify that Reuven sold Shimon, then Edom came and Mazim this set of Edom, then this set of Edom will not be Chayiv Misa, as they could say that when we testified that Reuven sold Shimon, we didn't come to Mechayiv Reuven Misa, as we didn't know that he actually kidnapped Shimon, and Reuven could have claimed that he never kidnapped Shimon, and Shimon was his Eved that he was selling. And Ayin Rashi, V'loi Bo Edi Gneva Kach Lefaneinu, and certainly we're talking about a case where previously there were another Edom that already came to Bezdin and testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and therefore certainly this could be a taina of Reuven, and therefore these edim that testified that Reuven sold Shimon would not be chayiv misa. The Gemara continues, Am Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef explains, Kaman Azla Hashmaitz Rav Asi, that who is this member of Rav Asi going like? Rabbi Kiva Dama Davoli Chatzidava, it must be going like Rabbi Kiva, that the reason why they will be potter and they will not be chayiv misa is because of the limud of Rabbi Kiva, that edim have to testify regarding a full situation, and they can't testify regarding Chatzidava, and therefore the original testimony of the edim that Reuven sold Shimon was not accepted. However, the Gemara continues, Omale Abaya, Abaya said to his Rabbi Yosef, the Ikra Bona Nerogan, that Lefi, the way you're explaining Rabbi Asi, then it would come out that you're telling me that Lefi the Rabbanan, that whole Dover, Vafilu Chetzi Dover, then these edim would be Chayiv Misa, but certainly that came Pipshan and Rabbi Asi as Hamitech Kama, as Rabbi Asi didn't say that the reason is because we don't accept these edim because of Dover Le Chetzi Dover, and therefore Mashma, that this din of Rabbi Asi even applies according to Rabbanan, that whole Dover, Vafilu Chetzi Dover. And even so, if we find that the edim that testified that Reuven sold Shimon are edim Zaymim, these edim would not be Chayiv Misa, as the Maisa, based on their Haggadah, Reuven would not necessarily have been Chayiv Misa, as Reuven could have claimed that I never kidnapped Shimon and I was selling my Eved, and therefore certainly they're not going to be Chayiv Misa. Therefore, Abai explains that Afilu Tam Rabbanan, that really Rabbi Asi's din is even according to Rabbanan, over Dlay Asu Edigneva, and as we explained, we're talking about a scenario where prior to these edim testifying that Reuven sold Shimon, there were not yet edim that came to Bezin that testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon. Therefore, certainly these edim weren't trying to be Mechayiv Reuven Misa. Even if we find that these edim are edim Zaymim, they would not be Chayiv Misa. But the Gemara is, Hachi Maile Memra, that if we don't have edim that testify that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, then certainly they're not going to be Chayiv Misa. And what is the Chiddush of Rav Asi? And the Gemara responds, Leitzricha, the Afagat the Aslo B'Saif, that we're talking about a case that after these two edim testified that Reuven sold Shimon, edim came and testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon. And even if Bezdin Paskin, that Reuven is Chayiv Misa, and then after the Gemara Din, edim came and testified that the first pair of edim that testified that Reuven sold Shimon are edim Zaymim, then even so, that pair of edim would not be Chayiv Misa. Gemara continues and asks, Vakati Maile Memra, that L'chari, that is also not a Chiddush, as at the time that the first set of edim testified that Reuven sold Shimon, certainly they didn't mean to be Mechayiv Reuven Misa, as there were no other edim that testified yet that Reuven actually kidnapped Shimon, and therefore, what is the Chiddush of Rav Asi? And finally, the Gemara explains, L'tzricha de Kam Ramzi Remuze, as Ma'o Tema Remiza Milsi, Kamash Malon, Remiza Lav Klumu, that the case of Rav Asi is in a scenario prior to the set of edim that testified that Reuven sold Shimon, the set of edim that eventually testified that Reuven kidnapped Shimon were already in Beis Din, and we already saw that both sets of edim knew what the other one was going to say. Therefore, even at the point that the first set of edim testified that Reuven sold Shimon, they really already knew that the second set of edim will testify that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and maybe we would say that their testimony was also to be Mechayiv Reuven Misa, and if at the end result they were found to be edim Zaymim, maybe they should be Chayiv Misa. And Kamash Malon, that since the second set of edim did not yet testify in court that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, therefore when the first set of edim testified that Reuven sold Shimon, they weren't testifying for Chayiv Misa on Reuven, and therefore if edim amazim them, this first set of edim would not be Chayiv Misa. Before we finish, let us see Taisus and Diba Maschel Avdi Mechati, and Taisus is bothered that how could we say that the first set of edim weren't coming to Mechayiv Reuven Misa, and really Reuven could taina that I was selling my own Eved and I never kidnapped Shimon. But Taisus is Bim Taima, Ilav Lomikle Kasu, if the first set of edim are not coming to have Reuven killed, so Mivo edim She'inu Avdai, if other edim come and they testify that Shimon is not the Eved of Reuven, Im Kain Lomika Asu, so why would this first edim come to say testimony regarding this story? And Taisus answers V'yesh Lema, the Asul Kayam Mekach, that these edim were coming to testify that this Mekach was a valid Mekach, and Reuven actually sold Shimon, and it had nothing to do with the kidnapping of Shimon. And finally, Taisus is Vim Taima, Idle Isube, Lomalon Taima, Da Avdi Mechati, that if these edim did not testify that they gave Asra to Reuven, so Lomalon Taima, Da Avdi Mechati, then why would we have to say that the reason why the first set of edim are going to be Potter and not going to be Chayiv Misa is since we didn't know that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, therefore it's possible that Reuven was selling his own Eved, but Meister, the reason why Reuven is not Chayiv Misa is because this Edom didn't give him a warning, Elevadai, Isubei, and Kain Lemitlekasi. Therefore, it must be that these Edom actually testified that we gave Asura to Reuven, and if so, they were coming to make sure that Reuven is going to be Chayiv Misa. Misa, and why wouldn't the din of Kashas Zamim apply? And the Pashas Taisus could have given an answer, like we've mentioned many times before, that we're talking about a Chava that's in Sarah Chasra, but Taisus answers Veish Lema, the Isu Be'achrini, that we're talking about a case where other people gave Asra to Ruvain, and it wasn't the Edom that gave these Asra. And as Taisus states, V'chihai Gavn have a Matzal Shnuye, B'reish Perakaya Baikin, Gabi Nayim Rasa, Ayin Shum, and we will stop over here.